him if he has slipped to the side. That's what that word, come on and say amen. That's what that word, what it means, committed sin. It means that if you slipped over and done something you shouldn't have done, if you got discouraged, if you didn't have the faith, because the Bible says anything that is not faith is sin.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
You are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
This first Lord's Supper experience. Praise his holy name. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you afresh for this another wonderful opportunity to worship you and to honor you in the hearing of your word. Give us clean hearts, receptive ears, minds, that we might hear what you have to say to the church. That you'll meet us right where we are. Minister to us there and then take us to higher heights. God, we ask that you would have your own way. Do what pleases you. And let us bask in your presence and receive that you have personally designed for us. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. Turn your Bible to Isaiah verse 9, or chapter 9 rather, in verse 6. Very familiar verse of scripture. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Verse 7 says, of his increase, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice henceforth from even henceforth, even forever. Now here's the part I want you to focus on. The Lord of hosts will perform this. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. The Lord of hosts will perform this. When we look at this prophetic word, this word that as Isaiah spoke it, he spoke it under the anointing of God's leading and gave revelation about what was to come, how the people of God waited for patiently the Messiah, the one whom God would use to rescue them. God wanted to make some things clear through his word that how he operates is very different from how we operate. And that his power was quite able to do what nothing else could do. When he made a prophecy, when he made a promise, he also had the power to bring it to pass. How oftentimes have we made promises, and how oftentimes have we prophesied to do and to be certain things and they never came to pass? But with God, it's not so. And one of the things that we can glean from this word is the fact that the end clause of verse 7 says that the word of God is going to happen by the power of God. The Lord of hosts will perform this. Now, when you think about this, and I need you to understand what he's talking about and what he's dealing with, because if he does this, he can do that. Whatever that is in your life, whatever he's promised you, whatever he's assigned unto you, whatever he's appointed unto you, we've got to move from the ideology that because God promised it, we've got to make it happen. You see, one of the best ways to lose faith is to know you can't do it, and God says you can, and you're trying to use natural power for a supernatural promise. It just won't work. And the people of God have got to understand, they've got to know that when God promises, behind that promise is the power to fulfill it himself. That's why we have problems believing by faith that God's going to do what God said he'll do, because when God said he's going to do something, we're referencing what God's going to do by our own experiences, by our own limitations, by our own power. And when we know us better than we know our others who know ourselves, we know what we cannot do. You see, when God called Gideon a mighty man of valor, Gideon said, who? I remember you're not talking about me. He knew he was no warrior. He knew he was no mighty man, no mighty valor, a man of strength, of war, of courage. He knew that was not what he was. But what he didn't know was what was in him that God placed in him, that God was calling out of him. See, that's why it behooves us to talk about who's not this and who's not that. And you're not all of this and you're not all of that. Really? Do you really know what's in me? Do you really know what's in you? When God calls you, he calls you because he has made you. And if he made you, he knows all about you. So when you're doubting yourself and doubting your God because you're thinking about only those things you've experienced, then you wonder, how will it be made so? Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. The increase of his government and peace,
there shall be no end. Well, what's clear is the fact that Isaiah is not talking about now. Obviously, this prophecy has to do with yet the dispensation of time yet to come. And so the reality is that we've not gotten to that point where Jesus Christ is operating with the government upon his shoulder and operating in the earth realm, that as that dispensational time unfolds, every place and every people will be under the rule and the authority of Jesus Christ. And therefore, his kingdom will increase. His government shall increase. And peace shall increase all over the land. Listen at this. Listen. And the Bible says, upon the throne of David. Well, David is dead now, and upon his kingdom. Listen, but the word says to order it and to establish it. Listen now. So again, we're talking about future dispensations, because when we look at this and understand this prophecy, we will also begin to understand that when this comes into play, the thing that we know now, the ways that we know now, the world that we know now will cease to exist. And notice the Bible says that when it is ordered and established, it will be done with judgment and with justice. And God knows in this day and time now that government is not ruled with judgment and justice. Matter of fact, church folk don't even have good judgment and justice. And so when we begin to understand, this judgment means the judgment of God, the righteousness of God. Everything will be judged according to the word of God. See, that's another reason why you need to know the word. That's another reason why the word of God is so important, because the judgment that we will be judged by will come from God's word. Listen, and if the judgment comes from God's word, then the justice shall come from his word. In other words, God's going to fit the time with the crime. He's going to line the punishment and pain with the sin. He's not going to give you 20 years for stealing the bubble gum and let you off in 3 years for murder. No, judgment and justice will rule the land. And so that means that everything will have order and structure. Man, what a difference our world would be in if we just had judgment and justice operating today. There are some good people who've been walked on and walked over and messed over on, because the wrong people were in power and in place. There were doors open for people that should not have been opened because they had the hookup. There were good, deserving people who went through school, paid their dues, did all that they were supposed to, and somebody who had a hookup got the job, and they were the ones, listen, who sacrificed and yet were not the ones who were rewarded. Now, don't get me wrong. I know favor isn't fair. But there is a difference between favor and a hookup. Yes, God still knows what's going on, and God still knows what his plans are, and God still knows what the outcome shall be. So when we trust God for the end, it will be everything God wants it to be. And so when you begin to understand that judgment and justice in this dispensation will be a wonderful part of the kingdom. What a blessing. You think right now of all the ill treatment and mistreatment, dirty treatment and everything else you got to deal with, you can say to yourself, one day it won't be this way. One day a change will come. And look at what he says. From henceforth, even forever. From henceforth, when this dispensational time come, from that time on through eternity, it will be like that to never change again. What a blessed time to look forward to. What a blessed time beyond these times of our struggle, these times of our strains and stressors. What a beautiful time for the people of God. But again, what enthusiastically inspires me, not just for this text, but for everything in the Word of God that God has promised and that his word has given us a preview on, the whole point is that what he's saying here, he means for all. The zeal. Let's pause right there on the zeal. The zeal means the power. It means the persuasion. It means the strength. It means the influence. It means the ability. The zeal, and all of those words I just named, of the Lord of hosts. I forgot to use one word that's mostly the reference here, the Spirit. Because it takes on a whole new matter, structure, when you attribute it to the Spirit. The zeal represents the Spirit of God. God and the Spirit had an agreement. God was the architect. The Spirit was the contractor. Whatever God said, the Spirit developed. God gave the blueprints. The Spirit contracted it and made it happen. Whatever God said it ought to look like, the Holy Ghost made it look like. Whatever God spoke, the Holy Ghost framed it up and built it up, so much so that it was everything in that God's mind became the reality when he spoke it and the Holy Ghost built it. I need you to see this picture, because in Hebrews 11 and 3, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made by things which do appear. But what is that saying? Here's the simple picture. God in his holy and infinite power says, let there be light. He doesn't move off his throne. He doesn't lift up a finger. He just gives the blueprints to the Holy Ghost. Based upon every word of that blueprint, the Holy Ghost causes that picture on the blueprint to become the reality in the world. And so whatever God said, the Holy Ghost said, we'll make it so. Now, here's the good part about this. God didn't have to make it happen. And we don't have to make it happen either. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will make it happen. Turn to your neighbor and say, if it's right, if it's real, God will make the Holy Ghost make it happen. Now give him some praise if you believe it. That's why we've got to keep our focus on the Word and not on our feelings. On the Word, not on our emotions. On the Word, not on what we see. On the Word. And God is faithful to His Word to make it happen, to bring it to pass, to do what no other power can do. So if the zeal of the Lord of hosts, the Spirit of the Lord of hosts, will perform this, my question to you is, will He not perform that? The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, whoever you are, no today, no matter what you.
Let's do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things that you have done.
Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
The victories that we've won.
Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful, so grateful, just to praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful man.
And congregation of the Greater King David Baptist Church of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Just want to say thank you, our listening audience, for the overwhelming response of both giving and attending our pastor, Dr. John J. Montgomery's 25th silver anniversary. Our pastor, Dr. Montgomery, was delighted beyond expression. Even though a man of humility, he could not compel himself to speak of his great love for persons in his radio audience. Your gifts express to him that his sharing, shepherding, and service has not been in vain. As a memento for you who were not in attendance, we are providing a package of silver anniversary calendar and a sermon package for remembrance of this great occasion, which may be obtained at Stars Beauty Salon, 525 16th. The phone number for additional information is 318-443-7375. That's 318-443-7375. Thank you again for your gifts in behalf of our beloved pastor, Dr. John Montgomery. Keep listening as he shares the Word of God to uplift, encourage, and give impartation from the Word of God.
Lord, for my way, you're the...
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD,